Oh, well, hello, Mrs. Wiggins, Vader. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Oh, did you poop in your panties?
Yes.
Oh, yes. You've obviously had the Mexican for your brofkas, Mrs. Wiggins Vader. I might just say that you're moving at the speed of molasses.
I don't know what's happening here. What's happening.
Well, that's okay. You don't need to know until a Wednesday, because Mrs. Wiggins Vader Appreciation Day, until then, you're unappreciated. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
I don't know what's happening.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show, Larry Vader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy! Big Freddy!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 25th of April, 2022, in the, it never ends, year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when I'm having the medical maladies, he still can't be bothered. Joining me today is someone who is... drinking out of an insulated tumbler. He is
hot
in
tea.
The dark. He is Big Fatty.
Hi.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi. You really didn't know what the opening skit was at all?
No.
Have you never seen the Mrs. Wiggins skit on the Carol Burnett Show?
No, I've never seen the Carol Burnett Show.
Oh, my God. Speaking of that, breaking news.
Breaking news.
Saturday afternoon, it was the best of the Carol Burnett Show from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock on on the ETV Classic.
Ooh, don't have that channel.
Well, it's on regular ETV. It's just called ETV Classic. And then it doesn't get any better than that. Right after that.
Does it not? Okay.
It was the champagne of music. It was the Lawrence Welk Show.
Ooh, well.
They were celebrating spring.
Was it followed by Hee Haw?
No, it wasn't Hee Haw, but it was I didn't see the Carol Burnett part, but caught the last half of the Lawrence Welk, and I just felt like I was having my supper about 4:30 with my grandparents, you know?
I remember the Lawrence Welk Hour very, very well. It always followed, what did it follow? I think it was always on after, well, it was on Saturday night. I remember that. I don't remember what was on before that, but you know, the Hee Haw came on Saturday nights as well. I did not appreciate the Hee Haw as a child, but as we've discussed on the LFC many times, I do wish the Hee Haw were back.
Hey, Grandpa, what's for supper?
Yes, I do. And you know, I love a good Hee Haw. You know, at the Country Music Hall of Fame, featuring Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee, they have a whole floor.
I didn't know he was in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
He is the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Oh,
but
is that spelled C-U-N-T?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. But they have a whole floor dedicated to the Hee Haw on the Country Music Hall of Fame.
And what was the phone number of Junior Samples Automobile dealership?
I don't remember because I'm old.
Oh, come on.
I don't remember. Big Fatty, it hasn't been on the air in 20, 30 years.
I hadn't seen it since then either.
Well,
BR549.
Okay.
I guarantee you that Daniel Bieber hollered it out.
Well, I mean, if he's listening, he might be sitting on his unpadded park bench in Florida.
So, oh, that's, I thought that was a nice bench.
Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely. And he said, would you sit on a padded bench in public? And I said, well, I wouldn't sit on a bench in public. So I certainly, the padded is just, it's not. Yeah.
The construction of that swing, it was a swing. It wasn't a bench.
Oh, excuse me.
It looked a lot like the construction of the glider that my grandparents used to have on their front porch.
Oh, you know, the old people did love a glider way back
then. They loved a glider, and that's, they still do.
Yeah. Well, there's that. Y'all, I FaceTime Rick Friday to give us some breaking news on Saturday.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news. I'm very important at the coal mine. Y'all, they gave me an award for, I was the top coal miner for April.
Wait a minute. Everybody needs to sit down.
Yes.
Because this is an amazing recognition.
It's true. And y'all, on April 22nd, they let me know I was the top coal miner for April. So I only get 8 days out of it. But they were like, oh.
And you know that's 8 days too many.
Right. And they said, oh, we'd like to present the award, y'all. And they're like, we got to set up some time and your whole team needs to be there. And I said, well,
oh, yeah,
see
love
what
a
I
team.
Can do. So I said, well, we can do it on Wednesday, the 27th. Okay, we'll be by first thing in the morning to present your award, y'all. It's a bag of coffee.
Mmm. Hmm.
I felt like it needed the extended crickets because, y'all, thank you for being the top coal miner, for changing the lives of other coal miners. You get a bag of coffee. But the owner of the coffee company has to present it to you for a photo op.
Right.
So anyway, top coal miner for April. Yo,
coal miner.
Right. Well, and they're giving us actually two bags or one to split amongst the rest of my quote.
Oh, And is this the 12-ounce bag?
I assume it's the sample size. The 3 ounce sample size. Yeah.
All right, 3 ounce. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it was y'all. And here's the thing. I don't know. I'm sure they give this award every month. I've never heard of it. And in fact, when they sent me the email, I almost deleted it. I thought it was, before I even read it, I thought it was just one of those, all coal miners, we're going to solicit you for coal miner of the year award and, blah, blah. So I almost deleted it. But I happened to open it and I read it and I replied to, we'll call her Lorena in HR. I said, I think you've sent this to the wrong person. Because there's another Larry there. His last name isn't Vader, but it's like Vider, basically. So I said, oh, you meant to send this to Mr. Vider, not Mr. Vader. And she said, oh. And I was like, so, you know, no hard feelings. And she replied back and said, no, it's for you. And I said, oh. Well, that's great. Anyway, top coal miner for 8 days. Of course, most of those are weekend days, I think, or half of them are.
Now, is it whole bean or ground?
You know, I don't know. I'll let you know next week because I'll get it on Wednesday.
Well, and the one that you get will be the one that's not selling well.
Right. Duh. Yeah. I don't know why anyone would expect anything different. I don't understand it, and I might be sick Wednesday. So anyway.
Now, I kind of piggybacking on what you're talking about, y'all, Vader called me on the FaceTime.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all, by the way, breaking news. There's a new segment on the BFO.
Oh.
Starting today, Monday, the 25th.
I can't wait to not hear.
And y'all, it's because the new segment is Granny's Cruise Ship Update.
Y'all, I saw Granny post this on Facebook, and I had to FaceTime Big Fatty to say, are you okay? What's happening here?
You were not the only person that contacted me saying, is this true?
Right. I mean, I knew it was true because people had replied to the Facebook post and said, are you kidding? And then he had explained that, in fact, he was not, that Granny is cruising for bruising and working on the cruise.
Let me assure you, this new segment is going to produce more content than ever. Y'all, it is a gold mine of content. So now, anyway,
as of the recording of this, has Granny actually gotten to the cruise ship?
Sorta.
Okay. Because he had not reached the cruise ship on Saturday. So
that's correct.
Yeah. Should have, had not.
But anyway, head on over there to the BFO for this brand new segment.
What's it called?
Granny's Cruise Ship Update.
Oh, it's a very original title.
Yeah, well, you know, that's all we do here on the BFO is everything's original. Original, I tell you.
I mean, I suppose I can't argue with that. So
right.
But y'all, I also called Big Fatty. I had something else to tell him this week. So let's do this. Y'all, I went back for a 1-year follow-up with the rectum doctor.
Right.
He said, I said, how's my rectum? I got so frustrated with this medical shit that I almost got up and walked out of the doctor's office because it took forever to see him and they were bullshitting me and they were just wasting tax or insurance money. And so shut up, Kat. Y'all, he said, oh, your rectum's healed. It's good. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. But your cataracts need to come out. Okay. So y'all, I have to have
cataracts. Y'all, he is officially old.
It's true. So, did you like that bumper, by the way? Rectum, 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 rectum. Y'all, it's the rectum.
Well, it's better. It's better. I thought you were going to use the goddamn dental drama.
No, I don't steal everything. But y'all, having cataract surgery, so it looks like the good days is canceled.
Oh.
So,
you just couldn't see going to the G'days.
Well, the thing is, I couldn't see paying for the G'days after having to pay for cataract surgery. Probably will not have it until later in the summer. So this is going to be an ongoing segment because I am, as of right now, going to Alaska on June the 12th, which is right after the G'days. But yeah, as of right now, we're leaving for Alaska on the 12th. So I don't want to have it before Alaska.
Now, have you notified Mad Myrna to let her know you're coming?
Well, when I have the exact dates, we'll be in Anchorage. I will send Myrna a Facebook message.
Okay.
Which, you know, Myrna, Vera sound similar. They're not at all.
No.
Myrna sounds like fun. Speaking of Vera, y'all, I have had a Vera-esque weekend. I have not left the house since I got home Friday night.
Oh, I thought you were making cruise videos or something.
No. I won't be able to go on a cruise for a while either, thanks to blown out rectum again. But anyway, so y'all, there's probably going to be summer-long content of Vader. But y'all, I was kind of excited about it. So was talking to the specialist, who when I was scheduling everything and they called and to chat about different timelines and whatnot. And y'all, they're expecting my uncorrected vision. So my vision without contacts or eyeglasses to be 20/30 in that eye when it's all done. So right now it's 20/40 corrected. So I don't see very well out of my right eye. But anyway, so yeah.
I don't either.
Yeah. So anyway, that's happening. Vader is going back under the knife, or the laser in this case. They did ask me if I wanted to pay for the premium lens, and I said,
did that come with the anesthesia?
They all come with the anesthesia, but the premium lens is well, the premium lens is about three times the cost of the regular lens, and insurance doesn't pay for the premium. And I said, no thanks.
Okay.
Because So I'm getting the bargain basement.
You're getting the Arkansas lens.
I am. I'm getting the coal mine approved lens.
Okay.
So,
and I believe you mean a lens.
Well, I can't say it like Thurston Howell III. You know. But y'all, did you know how they do Big Fatty? Do you know how they do the cataract surgery?
I think they take one of those clubs and hit you over the head, and then they go in there with a weed eater and cut it out.
Kind of, yeah. It's very similar. But they do give you a local anesthetic. It's about 20 minutes, and
like Mercurochrome or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. And then they laser open a cut in your eye, and they pull the old lens out, and they put a new one in, and then they zap it closed. So
super glue.
I think so. I think that's all my insurance will pay for. So, you know, I don't have the Medicare to cover the cover. So, the extra.
So sorry.
Yeah, me too. So, out of pocket, it's another, you know, $1,500 they're expecting, plus medications.
Okay.
So, thanks, coal mine. But anyway, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And
that's what they say. That's what the kids are saying these days.
Y'all, I asked where the office was when they called, because that was part. Y'all, that was part. Does anyone else do this with their doctor? When Virgil, my ophthalmologist, referred me, got up to the desk to check out, and the young lady said, okay, they're going to call you in about a week. And I said, okay. And I said, before I commit to this, where is their office? Because y'all, I mean, for all I knew, it was in Georgetown.
Right. And well, right. It could have been in Hatfield.
Or Somerville. And she said, well, and I said, if it's in Somerville, we're going to need to try again. Because I'm not going to Berkeley County. Anyway, it's next door to my doctor's office. Or my ophthalmologist's office. So, yeah. It's like convenient, I think so. But anyway, y'all, so I'm going to the Cataract Centers of the Carolinas or something. I don't know what it is. But
the CCC.
Yeah. Big Fatty, are you available to drive me that day?
I don't know what day it is.
Oh. So the answer is yes. Okay, perfect.
Unless I'm on the cruise of a lifetime.
No, it'll be before that. I want to get her out before then. But y'all, I can't wear contacts for like at least a month afterwards. I'm going to have to wear the spectacles. And y'all, I just got all of these new glasses and contacts. Throw them in the garbage. Because once it's done, I got to get new ones. So,
well, throw them in the garbage. And then once you do that, you'll realize that it didn't take and you have to reorder everything again.
Right.
You could be like old Crooked Hat.
Could I?
He gets 8 pairs of contacts as a sample, daily contacts.
Right.
Okay. he's been wearing them for 2 years. And still has a pair that he hasn't opened yet. So he decided he probably need to get an eye exam.
So he could get some more free samples?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
Bless his heart.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. It's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. I tell you guys, the easy part, if they're dead or alive, but of course the more difficult part, how you know them. Of course,
one is really a gimme.
Okay.
Watermelon Slim.
Watermelon Slim is alive, as best I know.
Uh-huh.
Watermelon Slim wrote or sang, I don't know if he wrote it or not, one of the original rap songs of the 1980s.
Well, Watermelon Slim is indeed alive, also known as William Homans. but he's a blues musician, famous for the song The Wheel Man, and I'm sure Brian in Boston got it because he's up there in Boston, but, you know, unsubscribed. All right. staying on the fruits, Meadow Lemon.
Okay. Alive, as far as I know.
Okay.
I don't think he'd ever die. So that is the wife of Mr. Clean. It's the fictional wife.
Meadow Lemon, yes. Meadow Lemon is dead, died in 2015. Probably better known as Meadowlark Lemon, who was on the Harlem Globetrotters. Got you on that one, didn't I?
You did.
Oh, you know me. All right, Gladys Presley.
As far as I know, who very dead, Elvis's mother. That's Elvis Presley.
You are absolutely correct. That is Elvis's mother. And, you know, who doesn't love a Gladys Presley story? All right, Arthur Chevrolet.
Okay, as far as I know, Arthur Chevrolet is dead.
And Arthur. Where from?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious there. This is another one of those give me's. The son of Mr. Chevrolet, the inventor of Chevrolet.
Well, Arthur Chevrolet, dead as a doornail. Mm. He was a Swiss auto racer and car designer and the co-founder of the Chevrolet Red or similar motor company.
Ah.
How about that?
Well, I thought it was the son, but, you know, it was the son of Junior. I bet that's what it was. And I just got confused. Could have been.
Yeah. All right. You got time for one more?
You know what? Based on the clock, we've got time for five more. Okay.
Okay. Well, I only have one more.
Okay.
Charles Dowd.
Charles Dowd. Well, other than being my uncle, Charles, by marriage. But you're probably talking about the semi-famous one. Not my uncle. Charles Dowd.
I'll give you that hint. It's not your uncle.
Yeah, Charles Dowd, the designer, inventor of Monopoly.
Monopoly, dead or alive?
Oh, dead.
Oh, yes. Well, Charles Dowd is indeed dead, and I think this one is kind of interesting. An American principal who was the first to propose standardized time zones, mainly for the America's railway system.
Oh.
How about that?
I mean, you know, I know how you love a good time zone as much as you love a day like savings time.
Savings.
Well, it's going away, so...
Right,
you know,
doesn't matter.
Yeah, by the time it goes away, you'll probably be dead, but it's going away, so...
Okay, you want to try one more?
We can squeeze one more in, yeah.
All absolutely. Right, let's just squeeze this one in. Edward R. Murrow.
Edward R. Murrow, dead, and he was a newsman, a reporter, if you will. And you're going to say what station? I think it was CBS?
CBS, you know, that's the Tiffany Network. I don't know if you knew that or not. Edward R. Murrow was indeed a newscaster. He hosted the show Person to Person, which was kind of a forerunner to the 60 Minutes. And there's an Edward R. Murrow award that's given to journalists. So how about that?
Do they
get
a bag of coffee if they win?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, see, that's why I'm special.
Well, it's just, you know, it's just sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all, speaking of sad, Big Fatty, I've had an altercation.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all, well, first of all, before we get to the altercation, y'all, I got a phone call Friday night or Friday late afternoon from the Hat Arena.
Her cellular telephonic device. With the Hat Arena?
No, but she was in the car. She was driving in the new car in the Chevrolet Red. And
was she talking on the Bluetooth?
She was. And she confessed she wasn't sure how she was talking on the Bluetooth, that it's still magic. But she would like an iPhone, she's decided.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
So this cannot end well.
I said, okay, well, we'll work on that. I'll call you back tonight. That was Friday. I need to get on that. But y'all, Father Hat's birthday is next weekend, so I gotta.
So for his birthday, you're going to give your mother an iPhone?
I'm not giving. They can afford their own iPhone, so
right.
they can go to AT&T and
trade
in her flip phone for an iPhone.
You know, you're going to have to go up for his birthday. This may be his last birthday.
I've already been told that. Okay. There's stakes.
That's going to happen. Y'all, growing up, we had to go and visit my great aunts. These were my grandmother's sisters. Okay. And we'd have to, they were all old biddies. Okay. Mm. You know, the most they ever did was get out and go to the Episcopal Church. And
you know why Episcopal ladies?
We've got to go see Gladys.
Wait, not Gladys. Pause the story. Do you know why Episcopal ladies don't participate in orgies?
I could ask Madison Cawthorn, but you could, anyway.
Because there are too many thank you notes to write.
Okay. Got you.
Continue.
Anyway,
continue.
But we always had to go. You know, Gladys and sister and Gladys aren't going to be with us. May not be with us next year. You know, I heard that for 20 fucking years.
Right. Right.
All right. Anyway.
We just like to dive into your childhood.
Right.
You know, if ever there's something that I love, it's diving into your childhood. Yeah, I might have mentioned, by the way, that I was going to the Palm Springs the 1st of May. I am not going the 1st of May. Extra Special Chris is starting the house remodel a week early, so we'll not be going out
there.
Oh,
you didn't want to help him. Is that it?
He's not doing it. He's having the furniture moved out. By the way,
I'm just going to go ahead and give you a heads up.
Yes.
Because next Sunday is May Day.
Oh.
And you know who loves the May Day more than anybody else?
Would that be my one and only true love, Miss Kathy Bacon?
Miss Catherine, Kathleen Bacon.
Catherine. Mm-hmm. Catherine Bacon.
She loves to do a little dance around the Vader pole.
Oh. I've got to add that vomit sound back.
Speaking of that, you said you put out on the Twitter that there were all kinds of new sounds on the soundboard.
Okay, I really just added
one of them.
You heard the rectum sound.
Did I? Oh, the song.
That's all I really added.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, sorry. I may have oversold that just a little bit, but yeah. Y'all, I was I tell you who has oversold, y'all, and that's the Walt Disney World. Y'all, we're not talking the politics of what all is happening this week. It's infinitely complicated, but was looking with my friend Big Mama about going down to the Walt Disney World Resort, to the Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, no.
They've lost their minds.
For 10 days.
Mm-hmm. 24. Oh, wait, let me guess. This is for a campsite.
Yeah, this is a campsite, not a cabin.
Not a cabin. Mm-hmm. And does this include, what are you including, tickets or...
No.
Park hoppers or...
This is just the base... This is just the base price of the campsite and taxes.
For 10 days.
10 days. 10 nights. 11 days.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say $2,200.
$2,396, I believe.
I was pretty good. I almost said $2,400.
Yep. I mean, in Florida, taxes are high. Don't get me wrong. It's like 15% in taxes. So
right. Ooh. Oh. That doesn't even include. And now, I hear the Hoop-Dee-Doo review is coming back.
June 24th, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know you're going to go see it because I know you love a bucket of chicken.
Almost as much as I love a pitcher of sangria. I'm sure.
There is that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
people like me got their money's worth out of that.
Wait, is there other than the price? Is there anything that would deter you from going down to?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, all of a sudden, powdered lemonade comes to mind, and I don't know why.
Ooh. Mm.